Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we're in Psalm 119, beginning in verse 54. We read, "Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage." He's been on a journey. We don't know exactly where he's at. Some would like to think that he was in exile and maybe he was in prison. We don't know. But one thing that we do know is that the secret of strength to him was remembering God's word. And in this case, he was putting God's word to a song. I think that's so beautiful. The last few verses that we've been looking at the last few days, he was really horrified with the condition of the land and the rebellion of people against the Lord. He was just seeing almost a canvas painted across his country was that of wickedness. But then he remembered God's word, and he put it to song. I think this is so important to us, that we build ourselves up by singing songs unto the Lord, by remembering God's word. There's a beautiful thing about speaking God's word and building ourselves through worship. It has a way of taking our times of despair and turn into a time of rejoicing. Remember what Paul wrote in the book of Philippians. He says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be anything praise, think on these things." What a great advice that Paul has given us, that we think upon God's word, even during times of trouble, where circumstances in our lives maybe are rocking and we're losing maybe grip of what we should be doing. Let's turn to the Lord and start singing praises unto him. I find it to be, in my own life personally, a great source of strength, singing and praising our Lord. You know, let me tell you, nobody's ever going to ask me to sing a song. I don't have a voice that anybody would want to sing along to necessarily. But God wants me to sing. God wants you to sing, to make a melody within your heart. Do you remember in the book of Colossians what Paul wrote in verse 15, as he says, "And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which you were called into one body." Then he says, "And be ye thankful." As he says, "And let," the second "let," he says, "And let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another." Notice what he says, "In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart unto the Lord." And so that's the key. Singing and worshiping our Lord from our hearts unto the Lord. It's such a strength. It's such a way that we can build ourselves up. Some of the scriptures, as you go through the Old Testament or even in the New Testament, you know, maybe the Lord would give you a melody of songs to sing. Some of them that I love singing is Psalm 19:7. Where we read, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." How about Psalm 23:6? "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Psalm 25, we read, or we sing, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul." Psalm 27:1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Or Psalm 27:4, "One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek after." And also Psalm 34, verse 1, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." What are some of your favorite verses? What are some of the scriptures that you're reading even today? Maybe as you're going through the Bible, you'll stop on a verse and the Lord will give you a melody to sing a song unto God. Sing from your heart unto the Lord. So he was saying, "Thy statutes, thy God's word," he says, "have been my song," as he was discovering him to be such a tremendous strength. I just like to take simple songs. He says, not only to sing psalms and make a melody unto the Lord, what Paul is saying, you know, that beautiful song, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full of his wonderful face and the things of earth. will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. I pray that this day that you will start making a song, that you'll start singing unto the Lord and allow it to spring up, to allow God to strengthen you and make your day just full of joy and life. But he also talked about here, he says, thy statute has been my song, which I believe that became a strength to them, to him, in the house of his journey or his pilgrimage. You know, in the book of Hebrews, it speaks about Abraham and Moses and, you know, are the fathers that, of faith that we have in the Old Testament. In chapter 13, it says they all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, they were persuaded of them, and they embraced them. They saw what we have in the gospel and the knowledge that we have of Jesus Christ. And they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. You know what? I could raise my hand and say, yes, I feel like I'm a stranger here. Though that I'm in this world, I'm not of it. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, it's mindful that the country from whence they come out, they might have an opportunity to have return, but now they desire a better country. Otherwise, they didn't want to turn back to the ways of this world. They saw that the ways of the world had nothing to offer. But the writer of Hebrews says, but now they desire a better country. That is, a heavenly one. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, and He hath prepared them a city. So we see here in Psalm 119, He says, thy statutes have been my songs. He says, God's word has been my strength. I want to sing about it. I want to talk about God's word. He says, in the house of my journey, as we're passing through this world, you know, as we're moving through this world, may we continue to look for a city whose foundation is God, and that we truly will desire a better country. That is a heavenly country. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called our God. And may that be within our hearts. So it's my prayer this day that God will truly put a song within your heart, that you will lift up praises unto Him, and it will give thanks unto the Lord our God. So until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you.
Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.